Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you talked at the Beaver Pride Luncheon earlier today to your fans about, you know, how you came into this season with really zero expectations just because you had so many new people into your lineup. And, you know, that's a pretty good way to go into a season, isn't it? Because anything they're giving you is a bonus, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, you still want to perform. I mean, no matter what, you want to perform. And there's always that anxiety if you don't perform, too, because, you know, people don't look at it that way. And your fans and your alumni, they want production. And they're not asking you to win every game for, you know, that's for sure, but they still want production, and you know, we want production. So you just go into that. You go in there with, again, you don't, I guess maybe expectations weren't maybe the right word, but you're going in and you don't know what your team is. You don't know anything about your team. You don't even know about your identity. You don't know if they're going to be able to play to your identity. So it's just a crapshoot to a certain degree.
As a coach over the years, do you reassess that at the holiday break?
I think yes and no. I mean, there's certain things that I think probably give you confidence as a coach. But, I mean, I think there's always certain things that you obviously reassess. And you reassess things that are going well and things that aren't going well. What do we need to work on? What do we need, you know, what are some areas of concern? And, you know, what are some areas of strength? And, you know, those are the things that you got to, you know, you got to dissect your team and just go from there.
You know, I was thinking back, it was Wednesday night at Fozzie's, and I'm like, all right, Jackson Judding joined us. I'm like, what road trips have you even been on? And, you know, in the league, it's only been to Houghton and to Marquette and to Minnesota State Mankato. You got a lot of heavy lifting to do here in the second half.
No, you do. And, again, we've only got 12 games. We have 14 to go, or most teams have 14 and they have 12 to go. So, and we're going to be a little behind after this weekend as well. But, I mean, we're going straight through. There's no buys. It's going to be a grind.
You are going to be without Ross Armour for, I don't know if the foreseeable future is the right word, but for a little bit. How does losing a fifth-year guy impact things? And, oh, by the way, he's your top-line center. And, oh, by the way, he takes the most face-offs of anybody on your team.
And he's a captain. And, no, it's a big loss, but everybody has losses. And hopefully we'll get Ross back, you know what, sooner than later. I mean, they're saying probably another 3 weeks, but, again, that's all predicated on his body. And how, you know, how he heals up, how fast he heals up. But, no, it's a big loss. He was playing good hockey. He's got a high motor. He makes a lot of plays. We play him in all situations. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that we there's a lot of different areas that we rely on Ross on. And but, again, everybody has injuries. I mean, you know, Duluth lost Biondi for the year. So, I mean, we all have those concerns, those issues.
A lot of your forwards played center in juniors. Not all of them, but a bunch of them do, but not everyone can move from the wing into the middle. With that injury, you're now moving Eric Martin and Leighton Road both to center. What is it about those two guys' skill sets in particular where they can make that change?
Well, they're centermen too. I mean, more or less, Marty's been playing wing just since he's come to Bemidji State. Leighton, I think the only year he ever played wing was last year in Tri-City. So they're good centermen. And I think with Ross out, you know, we just have to modify a few things and fine-tune a few things. But at the end of the day, I thought Marty played really good at center last week against Minnesota.
He hasn't taken a ton of face-offs. When you're now going to be taking a ton of face-offs, what's that week of practice been like for him? How many draws has he been taking?
Probably, you know what I mean, today and yesterday a lot of draws, but that's about all. And it's all right. They have athleticism. They have timing, and they know what they're doing there.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, from Minnesota in an exhibition game to Minnesota Duluth, a team that you guys know very, very well. This is a week of high-end motor, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it always is. It doesn't matter who you're playing. And everybody kind of plays similar. And, no, I mean, our motors will be going. Their motors will be going. There's no question about that. But that's college hockey.
Every week I look back at the last 15 games that you've played against a given opponent. And obviously, you know, you're playing Duluth on a fairly regular basis, but still, you know, 15 games is going back, you know, 6-7 years now. We're a league team that might be 2 or 3 years. You guys have had 9 tire one goal games in the last 15 with Duluth. Now, I don't look back at every box score and see if a 2-goal game had an empty netter, but you've had 9 out of 15. These games are always tight, aren't they?
Oh, for sure. You know, all the Beavers games are tight. I mean, it's just you know, that we just play in one goal games a lot, and that's, again, that's our level of hockey. Everybody plays in one goal games. So if you take a look at the box score in most teams, and you're gonna look at a lot of nail biters, Schulze.
In those nine, you're 3-3-3. Over the course of the last handful of years, these are two pretty evenly matched teams, aren't they?
Yeah, no, we've had a great rivalry. We've had a great rivalry and great competition amongst each other. And, it's a lot of fun.
Their record maybe isn't what they want, but what have you noticed about this year's Bulldog team?
Well, they're the same. I mean, they're the same team that they always have been. I mean, they have the same identity. They know how to win low-scoring games. They're very disciplined. They've got always a big, strong defensive core. And they're very well coached. They're very detailed. So, again, they've, you know,